الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين، صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst an ummah that follows the deen of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follows the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Salutations be upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam and those who follow them in righteousness and guidance. I must also concur with Maulana Suleiman Rawat Sahib. In fact, I feel now after Maulana has spoken, I do not know if there is a need for, you know, someone else to speak. But since the announcement has been made, so we will concur and we will complete the program. But I would just like to concur with Maulana Suleiman. It is always good to come back to Peter Maritzburg. Alhamdulillah. We are not buttering you up. We are not patronizing you in any way, but there is a certain degree of fraternity, a certain degree of muhabbat, love and kindness when you come here amongst, even with the ulama and with the people of Peter Maritzburg. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you well. Allah ta'ala always keep you with barakah. Allah ta'ala always keep you safe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you in such a way that you show kindness to people, even if they are not worthy. But it is the largeness of your heart that you continue showing kindness. Also had the opportunity of this afternoon going to Al Amin Tape Library, which alhamdulillah has a remarkable galaxy of CDs of Islamic scholars, and people can also tap into that by going onto their website to be able to access the lectures and the sayings and the talks of the learned scholars of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it grow from strength to strength. I think the topic today is very relevant. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Delwi Rahmatullah Ali, the famous scholar, had said that in these days of Zulhijjah, we turn our attention towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we renew our acquaintance with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The footstep of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is so great, so diverse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of the various qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in different ways. Yes, we are aware of his supreme sacrifice, which alhamdulillah the ulama would be talking about, and the ulama inshallah would be during the next week or two would be guiding us and would be inspiring us, and we will read about and we will listen to the supreme sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But together with that, there are various aspects of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that calls upon us that we should be inspired, motivated, and follow in that footstep. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. What a beautiful description. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam might have been an individual, but Allah Ta'ala says his impact was like he was an ummah in one person. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. He was like an ummah. He was an individual, but he was in his impact like an entire ummah in terms of his impact and in terms of the legacy that and the footstep that he has left behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam by saying, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبَّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And recall the time when we tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam بِكَلِمَاتٍ. And the words of the Quran is not a singular term, but Allah ta'ala says, بِكَلِمَاتٍ, on many occasions, many words. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Every time we tried and tested him, he came through the test with flying colors. Then what did we say? إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. O Ibrahim, we will make you an imam amongst people. We will make you a leader amongst people. And that is why there is no revealed religion that does not grant respect and honor to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Everyone wants to claim Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for himself. And how Allah Ta'ala says in the third juz of the Holy Quran, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not a Yahudi or a Christian. He was not a Jew or a Christian. But the fact that they also wanted to claim Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for themselves. ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. He was a Hanif. And I will go on to make mention with regard to Hanif. And he was a Muslim, the one who submitted to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was amongst that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are supposed to regard ourselves as proud to be amongst the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Amongst the masnoon du'as that we are supposed to read in the morning is Asbahna ala fitratil Islam wa kalimatil ikhlas wa ala deeni nabiyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ala millati Ibrahim hanifa. Oh Allah, and this is some dua that we should read every morning. Asbahna ala fitratil Islam. We have got up on the fitra and the nature of Islam. Wa kalimatil ikhlas. And upon the word of sincerity. Upon the deen of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Upon the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the focus of the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa ma kana min al mushrikeen. He never associated partners to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never associated partners to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a glad tiding, I know brothers, we as a Muslim ummah, we can count many things that are negative in our community. And by all means, there are negative aspects in our community. And we all the time, in the course of our conversations, we are making mention of those negativities. And perhaps we are even more negative than what some of the conversations are. But let me say something. And to say that, let me give you the background behind it. There was a person one day who came in the khidmat and he came in the presence of Dr. Abdullah Sahab Arafi Rahmatullah Ali. Dr. Abdullah Sahab Arafi Rahmatullah Ali, I had the fortune of seeing him, one of the khalifas of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He performed the janaza of our principal Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, a very great scholar. Right? So came in his presence and he said, we are useless, we are weak, our ibadat is useless, our commitment to the deen is useless, and it is absolutely useless and nothing that is worthy of presenting before Almighty Allah, it is absolutely nothing. So Dr. Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, yes, it is true that our good deeds, our commitment to deen is not equivalent to the greatness of Almighty Allah. It is not worthy of presenting before Almighty Allah. But don't say our ibadat is useless. Don't say our ibadat is useless. Don't say our salat is useless. When he continued by saying it is useless to bring him back to understand, Dr. Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, if your ibadat is useless, your sijda is useless, make sijda in front of me. And he was taken aback and he said, what? How can I make sijda in front of you? I only make sijda in front of Allah. So when he said that, Dr. Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, it shows it is not useless. If it was useless, you could have made it in front of anyone. The fact that you only make it in front of Allah shows that it is not useless. Yes, it is not worthy of. We must try to improve in it, but it is not useless. So this particular aspect, I would say, comes because of the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the cornerstone of the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He did not associate partners to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِحَ نَفْسَهُ. Only he turns away from the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is ignorant and foolish. Only he turns away from the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is... And this is the cornerstone of the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to turn towards Almighty Allah. One of the qualities Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is Hanif. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Wali Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he used to say about Hanif, he used to say, the meaning of Hanif is, sab ko chor char kar Allah Ta'ala ka ho jana. To leave everyone and to concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the essence of Hanif. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. And he was Khalil, the one who was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Zulfikar Sahib Naqshbandi Maddazilluhu al-Alim speaks about the one incident of Khalil. And he says, And he makes mention that one of the angels one day said, "Oh Allah, why is Ibrahim your Khalil? Why is Ibrahim your friend?" So Allah Ta'ala told the angel, "Go and see him, go and test him, why he's my friend." So the angel came down and saw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was rearing sheep, looking after sheep. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said in the hadith, every Nabi of Allah that came, he looked after sheep, because it inculcates humility. And my dear respected brothers, no one can do the work of deen without humility. Every Nabi that came had humility. If you are proud and arrogant, you cannot do the work of deen. So this, he came and he saw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam looking after the sheep, and he said, and he stood there and he recited certain phrases in praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The phrases that we read between Taraweeh. Subhanadil malaki wal malakut. Subhanadil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal kudrati wal kibriyai wal jabarut. Subhanallah, what great praises of Almighty Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became so excited by these praises of Almighty Allah. He said, "I repeat those phrases." He said, "What are you going to give me to repeat those phrases?" So he said, "These are my sheep, take half of it. But just repeat these phrases." So he repeated those phrases. Subhanadil al-malaki wal-malakud. Subhanadil izzati wal-azmati wal-haybati wal-qudrati wal-kibriyai wal-jabarut. And then he became even more excited. Subhanallah, my Allah, being praised in such beautiful words. Repeat those phrases. He said, "What are you going to give me now?" He said, "Take all my sheep." Then he said, and he repeated it, Subhanadil malaki wal malakut, Subhanadil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal kudrati wal kibriyai wal jabarut. And he said, repeat it again. He said, "What are you going to give me now?" He said, "I have given you all my sheep. Take me, I will look after the sheep for you for the rest of my life to listen to the praises of Allah." The angel who came in the form of a human being said, "Ibrahim, I don't want your sheep. Allah Ta'ala has sent me to test and to find out why you are Khalil. Why you are the friend of Allah. I have come to know why you are the friend of Allah." Brothers, that is the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. To follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is to come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, sometimes you and I, we don't have time to come closer towards Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells about our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. I want you to concentrate and think about this ayat. Allah Ta'ala tells our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when you have completed your task, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, when you have completed your task and you have now completed your responsibility, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, turn towards Almighty Allah. Now what was the responsibility? What were the activities of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It was not worldly activities. It was activities of deen. It was activities of the responsibility of prophethood. And after that, Allah Ta'ala says, when you have completed your responsibilities of prophethood, which is to do with deen, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, turn towards Almighty Allah. Now for you and I who are engrossed in dunyawi activities, and activities with regard to our nafs and our desire, how much more important it is for us, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, to turn towards Almighty Allah. That is a legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And part of that legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is to show compassion and kindness. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his qualities was to show compassion and kindness not only to people whom he knew but even to strangers. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ فَمَا لَبِثَ عَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ. And recall the time when the angels came in the form of human beings and they came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to give him glad tidings. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا. He said, "Salam unto them." قَالَ سَلَامٌ فَمَا لَبِثَ. And he did not deny in putting in front of them a roasted calf. He was known amongst those people who was the one who entertained guests. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. He who believes in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will entertain his guest. He will look after his guest. Today, brothers, it's amazing. with regard to how we react. I was saying a few things in the time of Juma, that today human beings, we are also amazing. We have gone to the moon and back. We have gone to the moon and back, but we have not crossed the street to meet our neighbors. We can go to the moon and come back, but we can't cross the street. We find certain times we see, there used to be a time, people used to talk about it, that when you went to a small country town, or you went to any town, and the person in the masjid saw someone who was outside the town, it was almost unheard of that he would have allowed him to go without inviting him and bringing him home for lunch. Today you have to take permission, phone home, let's go to the restaurant. Otherwise that also doesn't happen. And by chance, if you have to do it at the end of December, it's even more difficult because the maids are gone home. Then you can't even take a chance also. So what is this? Is this the way? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was one who showed compassion and kindness to strangers. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali makes mention with regard to it. So therefore I'm saying, when we speak about the legacy and footstep of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a very huge footstep, a very huge imprint. Not only one aspect. Yes, we talk about the aspect of his supreme sacrifice, but Allah in the Holy Quran has made mention of so many great, beautiful qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of that is what we are supposed to follow. And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali makes mention, that one day Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for 3 days didn't have a guest. Otherwise every meal Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not like to partake unless there was someone who was a guest on his tablecloth, on his dasturkhan. So one day for 3 days he did not see anyone. So he was very perturbed, very disturbed. 3 days no mehman, 3 days no guest in my house. So he went in search of a guest, and he found a person, and he brought him into his house. And he started entertaining him, and he still brought food in front of him. And just as before they were supposed to eat, he said, "Say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us eat in the name of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The person said, "I don't believe in Allah. Have you called me here to bring me towards taking the name of Almighty Allah? I don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "You don't believe in Allah? My whole life and essence of my life is to sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And the person went away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a wahi. "Oh Ibrahim, despite not believing in me," he didn't say he didn't believe in you, he said he didn't believe in me, "yet I have been feeding him for the past 70 years. You couldn't give him a meal for one day? For him not taking the name of Allah, he hasn't taken my name. I still have given him meals for the past 70, 80 years of his life." Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam felt regretful, and he went in search of him, and he brought him back and said, "Whether you take the name of Allah or not, come and eat at my dastarkhan." Inna kalat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, "Laysa alayka hudahum, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha." It's an amazing verse of the Holy Quran, and every verse of the Quran is amazing. If you look at this verse, the ayats and the verse preceding this verse, in tubdu sadaqati fa ni'mahi, it is about charity. And the verses after this verse is also about charity. The verses before this is also about charity. The verses after this ayat is also about charity. Why does Allah Ta'ala bring about hidayat in the midst of those verses in which Allah Ta'ala emphasizes charity? Go and look at the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Our ulama say that when you give charity, you don't even give charity with the intention of those people accepting Islam. You give charity because it is compassionate and kindness of you to go and give charity. Laysa alayka hudahum walakin Allah yahdi. You do not give hidayat. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat to whomsoever He wishes. If you want to show compassion and kindness, do so because it is good. Don't do it because you want to give hidayat and you want people to come to Islam. That Allah will give and Allah will want. So that is why Allah Ta'ala says, "Laysa alayka hudahum walakin Allah yahdi man yasha," in the midst of those verses which speak about charity. So this is the aspect of showing compassion and kindness towards human being, the footstep of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Another remarkable aspect of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is something that you and I must consider. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen." Recall the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, "Submit to the will of Allah." I heard Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in New Town Masjid giving a bayan on this particular aspect. And he said that if there could have been anyone in this world who could have responded to Allah, that, "Oh Allah, what are you calling me to submit?" Allah Ta'ala told him, "Submit." And what did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said? "Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen." I submit to the Lord of the world. If there could have been anyone that could have said, "Oh Allah, you are telling me to submit. You told me to leave my wife and an innocent and small infant child in the barren desert. I did so because you commanded me. You told me to sacrifice my one and only son. I did so. Yet you tell me to submit." If anyone could have argued and said, "Oh Allah, what submission you want from me? What have I not done to submit?" But what did Ibrahim a.s. say? He immediately, when Allah Ta'ala called him to say, "Submit," he did not give any argument. He said, "Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen." I submit to the Lord of the world. This was the humility of Ibrahim a.s. Such humility, when after he had done all his sacrifices, and he comes and he puts up the Baytullah. وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. Recall the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was putting up the Baytullah. And what was his dua? He's pleading, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ عَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, accept from me. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Oh Allah, forgive me for my shortcomings. Today, just look at that humility, my dear respected brothers. Where is that humility within us? After all that submission, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh Allah, I submit. After all that particular sacrifice, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, forgive me. Today, what is our situation? We do a little bit, we did two rakats namaz. One day we read tahajjud, and we feel that we have, Allah Ta'ala owes us the whole world. There was this whole particular, you know, it's amazing, brothers. This is humility that we are supposed. مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ. He who humiliates himself before Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala raises him in rank. Today, what is our situation? They say there was this, you know, sometimes you have genuine, you know, people who are people, saintly people. And then you have people who use the garb of the saintly people for their own ulterior motives. So this one person was a very cold place. They say in India, Bihar is a place you get very cold. So a person came near the station in the early hours of the morning or in the late hours of the night. And he came and he started looking around for an accommodation. Right? So everywhere he went, because it was so cold, mostly the accommodation was taken. All people were tucked into their beds. And he went in one place. And when he went in one two place, he knocked at the door and he came to the hotel or the guest house. And he said, "Is there place?" He said, "Yes, there is place." "Who are you?" "There is place, who are you?" He couldn't even at that time not make mention of many of his titles. "I am Hafiz, Qari, Maulana, Qutbul Aktab, Sheikhul Islam, Sheikhul Hadith." The hotel person said, "I don't have place for so many people." "I don't have place for so many people." This is our situation, brothers. What is ours? We've done nothing, but yet look at our pride and arrogance. In the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا عَاتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. When you give charity and you do good deeds, your heart is afraid. So that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Karim s.a.w. engaged her in discussion and said, "Oh Aisha," or either Nabi s.a.w. told her, or she asked Nabi, "Who are those people whose hearts are afraid? Whose hearts are afraid after doing good?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Aisha, "Who are those people whose hearts are afraid after doing good?" So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, according to what you and I will also think, it is those people who have committed sin. It is those people who have committed sin. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "No Aisha, it is not those people who have committed sin. It is those people who have done good. And after they have done good, their hearts are afraid whether Allah Ta'ala will accept or not. After they have done good, they will worry whether Allah Ta'ala." Today we do things and we got such pride and arrogance. Humility, brothers, is so important. And this is what we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What is humility? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite the fact that Allah ta'ala said, Umar fil Jannah, Umar is in Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given him such glad tidings. Law kana ba'di nabiyun, had there been a nabi after me, or Umar ibn Khattab. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his deathbed, his head was on the lap of his son Abdullah ibn Umar. And he told his son Abdullah, "Oh Abdullah, it is not worthy of me to die. My head is upon your lap. Put my head down on the ground." And he put his head on the ground and he rubbed his head on the ground and said, "Wailul laka ya Ibn Khattab. Oh, destruction be your lot, Ibn Khattab, if Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive you. Destruction be your lot, oh Ibn Khattab, if Allah doesn't forgive you." So the other aspect with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to his humility. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, شَاكِرًا لِعَنْعُمِهِ. He was the one who was grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our situation with regard to being grateful? Allah Ta'ala complains about human being, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few people are those who are grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu anhu one day saw a person making dua in the haram. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me among the very few. Oh Allah, make me among the very few. Umar radiallahu anhu called him and said, "What dua are you making? What dua are you making? I've never heard anyone making such a dua." He said, "Oh Umar, I'm making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me among the very few." Allah ta'ala says, "Wa qaleelum min ibadiyya shakur." Very few people are grateful to Almighty Allah. I say, "Oh Allah, make me among those few people who are grateful to you." What we have so much things, you and I, we take many things for granted. There's one incident I made mention of it so many times in my bayan. Let me make mention of it one more time. This old person, they say he couldn't pass water. He couldn't pass water. He couldn't go to the bathroom, and so he had to go for an operation. So when he went for an operation to open up the passage for him to be able to pass water, so after that, you know that. After the operation, the doctor sent a bill. So when he sent the bill and he saw the bill, he started crying. And due respect to doctors, sometimes you do cry when you see the bill. Right? Nevertheless, when he started crying, the doctor said, "Bhai, don't worry, man, you can pay me when you want. Allah has given me enough wealth. Why are you crying? You are an elderly person, you are an influential person, you are an honorable person. Pay me whenever you are able. Pay me later on." He said, "Doctor, I'm not crying because I can't afford. I'm crying that for 70 years I went up and down to the bathroom. I have 70 years I went. The ulama used to tell us, read ghufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anil adha wa afani. When you come out of the bathroom, sometimes we did, sometimes we never did. But for 70 years I went, not once Allah Ta'ala sent me a bill. Once I couldn't do it, you sent me a bill. Did we thank Allah Ta'ala for that? How ungrateful we are. But another aspect with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many aspects, but I think if I'm going to go, let me make mention of one and then come to the supreme sacrifice. And one of the aspects of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was his tawakkul and reliance upon Almighty Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is about to be thrown into the fire. The incident is a long one. We all know about the incident. And when he was about to be thrown into the fire, and the angels could not see this, and they come crying to Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah," when we're not crying, maybe they say the angels don't have emotions, but out of being perturbed and disturbed, "Oh Allah, look at what is happening to your Khalil. Oh Allah, allow us to go and save him." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, "Oh, my angels, go to him, but only help Ibrahim when he asks for your help. If he doesn't ask, don't give him help." So they all came to Ibrahim and said, "Oh Ibrahim, you give us one command. We will take the fire and we'll throw it back into Namrud. We will destroy them with the very fire that they had created and they have made for you." And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? "Amma ilayka fala. Amma ilayka fala. Oh farishtas, oh angels, I appreciate your help, but from you I want no assistance. If Allah is prepared to let me burn, I am prepared to be burned. I petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." When a person petitions Allah, shows such trust and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala says, "Ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim." Oh fire, become cool and with salamati and with peace upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us learn to make tawakkul. Maulana spoke so beautifully about aspects about dua. Today when we leave our houses, the first thing we see is the wallet in the pocket or not. Is the wallet in the pocket or is the credit card there? Is the driver's license there? How many a times when we leave the house, especially given the circumstances that you and I are living in, that we leave by saying, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma inni asaluka khayra al-mawlaj wa khayra al-makhraj. Bismillah walajna wa bismillah kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. How many times do we do this? We learn tawakkul from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then of course, one great aspect we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the last point is submission to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam being a khalil, in that very ayat, Allah ta'ala speaks about submission. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. Whose deen is greater than the one who submits his will to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whose deen is better? Because the essence of deen is to leave your desire, leave your rational thought, leave your justification and submit to the will of Allah. There is rational justification in the laws of Almighty Allah. Sometimes it might come into our puny intellect, sometimes it will not come. Right? Normally our ulama say it will come in the intellect of a person like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Huh? Today you and I, we want to justify, we want to look at it rationally. At the end of the day, the greatest aspect is to submit your will to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many aspects, wallahi al-azim. I say without any aspect with regard to doubt in this, we do it solely because of submission to the will of Almighty Allah. And that is what we are supposed to do. Yes, sometimes you want to try and understand the rational justification, nothing wrong with that. Our ulama have written book, Ahkam-e-Islam, Aqal ki Nazar mein, trying to understand the laws of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of rational thinking. Hazrat Mu'athani rahmatullahi alayhi has written this kitab. So there's nothing wrong with it. Sometimes you understand, sometimes you don't understand. Where you understand, alhamdulillah. If you can't understand, you just say, I submit to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just give you a small example. Huh? Show me one rational argument. We all know that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu tayammunu fi kulli shay." Allah loves that everything that is of barakah, you do it with the right hand. Right? Now, search for a rational argument why you are supposed to do things with the right hand. Give me one rational argument why you must eat with the right hand. Show me one rational argument that why you do certain things that are not regarded to be honorable with the left hand. There is no rational argument other than to say, the Nabi of Allah told us and we submitted. The Nabi of Allah Ta'ala told us, we submitted. Otherwise, look at it, left hand and right hand, what's the difference? Huh? Apparently, materially, every way, what is the difference? By the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala told us, we must eat with the right hand. We did so. No rational argument and justification. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw a dream. Our ulama tell us, Tafsir al-Mazari has got this, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw this dream on the night of the 8th of Zulhijjah. The night of the 8th of Zulhijjah. Right, so inshallah we will be doing this now that we have come into the month of Zulhijjah. On the night of the 8th of Zulhijjah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw this dream. That is why the 8th of Zulhijjah is known as Yawmut Tarwiyah. What is the meaning of Tarwiyah? Reflection. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw this dream on the 8th of Zulhijjah, he started reflecting. What does Allah mean in this dream? Allah Ta'ala is showing me that I am slaughtering my son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. I am slaughtering Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So the day of the 8th of Zulhijjah, after seeing the dream, of course we know that in Islam, the dreams precede, the days precede, the nights precede the day. So he saw the dream on the 8th of Zulhijjah, the night of the Zulhijjah, the day of the 8th, he started thinking, he started reflecting. That is why it is known as Yawmut Tarwiyah. So he saw the same dream again on the night of the 9th of Zulhijjah. Right? The night of Zulhijjah is the night preceding the day of Arafah. So when he saw this dream again, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam recognized what Allah Ta'ala is telling him. And that is why the day of the 9th of Zulhijjah is known as Yawm Arafah. The day of recognition, where he recognized what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him. This Tafsir al-Mazari has given the explanation with regard to the days of Yawm Tarwiyah and Yawm Arafah. And then he saw the dream one more time on the night of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the night before the day of which is known as Yawmun Nahr. And when he saw this dream, he realized that what is the meaning of this dream? The meaning of this dream is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to go and slaughter my one and only son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he went out. And when he went out, and he told his son, and he took his son also. And when he took his son, you know, and when he took his son and he asked his son, I'm going to try and keep it brief. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Oh my son, I am seeing in a dream that I am slaughtering you, I am sacrificing you. You give me your opinion. That is this aspect of communication with our children is so important. Today we don't have communication with our children. And because we don't have communication with our children, which is the need of our time, if we are not able to communicate with our children, if we are not supposed and have a friendly relationship with our children, I have heard from Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and many of them who said that today parents of teenage children must befriend their children. Treat them in a way that is friendly. Right? And there is also a statement that is attributed to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, La'ibuhum bisab'in, play with your children for 7 years. Addibuhum bisab'in, discipline them for 7 years. And khalliluhum bisab'in, and thereafter 14 years, befriend them. So our ulama have told us that